వాస్తవం చైతన్య సంగ్రహంతో మై శ్రీల ప్రధానంద ప్రభు నైట్ వా చైతన్య మహాప్రభు జన్నాత్మ కర్మనిష్ఠై సమధిగతం దత్తపు ధ్యాన యోగై వైరాగ్యై త్యాగ స్వస్థస్థితిరపి నోదత కీర్తం చాపి కశ్చిత్ గోవింద ప్రేమ భాదంగపి నత కలితం తద్ రహస్యం స్వయం చ నామ్నైవ ప్రాద్రాసిత అవతరతి పరిదత్త సౌనం గౌరవం. This praying, the love of Godhead, was not manifested previously till Gaurachandra, Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. You understand? One may be very expert in doing his duty, karma, work. One may be great renunciation or tapasya, penance, very good meditation one may be doing, astanga yoga, patanjali's astanga yoga one may be performing, one may be praying with his full heart to the Lord, one may be giving up everything for the pleasure of the Lord. But that praying cannot be obtained through all these things. When Gaurachandra, Sriman Mahaprabhu appeared, he manifested this praying, this love of God only in the holy name. So I offer my obeisances to that Lord Gaurachandra. Understand? This is verse. Chaitanya Chandramata. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Today is Chaitanya Chaitamata. We do Chaitanya Chaitamata classes 2 days in a week, Thursday and Friday. This is postgraduate study. You understand? Gita is primary study, Srimad Bhagavatam degree, space, study of degree space, Chaitanya Chaitamata is postgraduate study. Those were very, very advanced Vaishnavas. Those have attained that platform of love. You understand? This is the text for them. Study scripture for them, not for ordinary students. So, Chaitanya Chaitamata, Adi Leela, chapter 4, text 26.
Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the abode of rasa. He himself tasted the sweetness of rasa in endless ways. Sei dware pravartailo kalijuga dharma chaitanya ro dase jane ei sabo marma. Thus he initiated the dharma for the age of Kali. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya know all these truths. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya is Sri Krishna himself, the absolute enjoyer of the love of the gopis. He himself assumes the role of the gopis to test the predominated happiness of transcendental mellows. He appeared in that mode, but simultaneously he propagated the religious process for this age in a most fascinating way. Only the confidential devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand this transcendental secret. Chaitanya Tattva. Because here it speaks about, you can understand that Chaitanya is the abode of rasa, mellows. This is a very difficult task. What is that rasa? What is that mellows? He himself tasted the sweetness of the rasa in an endless way. You understand? This is rasa tattva. Srila Rupa Goswami is known as Rasacharya. He is known as Rasacharya. He is Acharya of this truth and transcendental mellows. Therefore we pray, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoiva Akuti Kobe Hama Bujhavase Jugalapirati. We sing like that. Do you understand? What does it mean? You don't know. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoiva Akuti Kobe Hama Bujhavase Jugalapirati. You understand? When Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami saw their mercies on me, I am such a fallen soul. I have no taste for that highest transcendental, this topic of Chaitanya Tattva, of Rasa Tattva. You understand? So, if they saw their mercy on me, such a fallen soul, degraded fellow, and my heart, from the core of my heart, I pray to them. I offer my heartfelt prayers to them. Oh, Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, please shower your mercy on me. So I will enable to understand about this rasa tattva, otherwise I cannot think. Abhyama bujhavase jugala pirati. That means, jugala means Radha and Krishna too. The love affairs between Radha and Krishna, I can understand. My Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada says, when he went to the Western world, those were very, very degraded souls, lower than the Sudras, isn't it? How can they develop such taste? When they saw this picture of Radha and Krishna, they asked this question, with that girl, with that Krishna? You say Krishna, with that girl, with the Krishna? You understand? They don't know about Radharani. What is Radha? What is Radha Tattva? So they ask this question. They think, as we young men and women or young boys and girls are united, so they are like that, Krishna and Radha, like that. But then, no, no. Kobe ama bujhavase jugala pirati. The love affairs between Radha and Krishna, it's very, very transcendental, it's not material. So, how can I understand this? Unless Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami shower their mercies on me. This is a fact. That we are singing Narottam Das Thakur's, that song, Chaitanya bolite hove, Gauranga bolite hove, Puloka sarira, Hari Hari bolite, Nayan Bahin Veera. You know? What does it mean? You know this song?
I know this song. I don't know what it means.
You know this song, but you don't know its meaning. You know Nuru Hari?
Actually, it's when Lord Chananda shows mercy.
Gauranga bolite hove puloka sarira. Hari Hari bolite noyanu bahe nira. If I say Gauranga, utter the name of Gauranga, so this body, this means hairs on the body will be erected, Romancha. You know Romancha. Hairs on the body will be erected. This Romancha. হ্যাঁ, গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর, দ্য হোল বডি উইল বি থ্রিলড উইথ দ্যাট ভাব, হ্যাঁ, দ্যাট উইল বি রোমাঞ্চ, দ্য হেয়ারস অন দ্য বডি উইল বি ইরেক্টেড. ওয়াই ওয়াই অনলি বাই অর্ডারিং দ্য নেম অফ গৌরাঙ্গ? ওয়াই ওয়াই ফর হোয়াট ইজ দ্য রিজন? দ্য নেক্সট ফাদার সেজ, হরি হরি বলিতে নয়ন বহেনি, হি ইজ হরি হিমসেলফ. ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? দ্যাট ইজ স্টেটেড হিয়ার. লর্ড শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দ্য অ্যাবোড অফ রস, হি হিমসেলফ টেস্টেড দি সুইটনেস অফ দি রস অ্যান্ড লয়েসলি. হ্যাঁ, প্রিভিয়াস ভার্স সেজ, হ্যাঁ, শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য গোসাই ব্রজেন্দ্র কুমার, লর্ড শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য ইজ কৃষ্ণ ব্রজেন্দ্র কুমার হিমসেলফ. ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? হরি হরি বলিতে নয়ন বহে নীর, হি হিমসেলফ ইজ হরি, বাট অটারিং হরি হি সেটস টিয়ার, ইজন্ট ইট? দ্যাট ইজ ওয়াই গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর. ইফ আই অটার দি নেম অফ গৌরাঙ্গ, so the stree will be there in all body, there the hairs on the body will be erected. You understand? This is the love embodiment. You understand? This is love embodiment. Sei dware pravartailo kalijuga dharma chaitanyar dase jane ei sab marma. Dase initiated dharma. From the age of Kali, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya know all these truths. You understand? Kali Yuga Dharma hoy Hari Sankirtan etadarthe avatirna Sri Sachinandan. That is say. Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga is Hari Sankirtan. Therefore, Sachinandan, son of Sachi Devi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to introduce this Nam Sankirtan. You understand? He is Krishna himself. That Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of gopis. That himself assumes the role of the gopis to test the predominated happiness of transcendental mellows. He is the absolute enjoyer of the love of the gopis. That Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming the role of gopis, the mood of the gopis, gopi bhava. You understand? In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Srihadam Sarva Bhutanam. Bhagavan Krishna says, Bhaktaram Jagyantapasam Sarvalokamaheswaram Srihadam Sarva Bhutanam Jyantanam Shanti Ruchati. The last verse of the fifth chapter Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, it is Srihadam Sarva Bhutanam, is the only well-wishing friend of the all living entities. No. So, Krishna came 5,000 years ago in Dwapar Yuga, isn't it? He manifested his transcendental pastimes, Leela. And in Kurukshetra Leela also, he manifested Kurukshetra Leela. In Kurukshetra he was charioteer, sarathi of Partha Arjuna. And in that battlefield, he spoke Arjuna about this Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavad Gita, one should not think like that Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita only to Arjuna. No, it is for the whole humanity. You understand? He gave most confidential instructions. Confidential, more confidential, and most confidential instructions to Arjuna. You understand? Then he finished his leela in this material world and went back to his own dham abode, Golok Vrindavan. You understand? There he was thinking. Krishna was thinking. The I appeared in the material world and gave such nice instructions, confidential, more confidential, and most confidential instructions for whole humanity, speaking to Arjuna. Do you know what are those most confidential instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita? Do you know it? You might have read Bhagavad Gita, you might be reading, because you are a Vaishnava. So, and you have come to this path, and Gita is the first preliminary study. One must read it and know it very clearly, and can realize its truth. Nrihari, do you know? What are the confidential instructions, most confidential instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Recite the whole verse. Yes. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madjadi mang namasku. Mangeva syasi satyamte pratijane priyoshime. He said this verse at the end of 9th chapter, again repeated that verse, end of 18th chapter also. It's so important, most confidential. Do you know its English meaning, translation?
Yes.
Yes, tell me.
See that Arjuna, who think of me.
Yes.
Become my devotee. Offer me your obeisance.
Yes.
Pay your obeisance unto me.
Yes. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji worship me. Madhyaji, mang namaskuru, pay your obeisances unto me, then you will come to me, undoubtedly. There will be no doubt. You understand? This is the most confidential instruction. And if there are any other confidential, most confidential instruction, sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja. This is the last conclusion, latest one, isn't it, of Sri Krishna, at the end of 18th chapter. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam braja antam svapāpebhya mukheṣyāmi mā śuca. These are the most confidential instructions. Do you know this verse? What's a single surrendering?
Won't you give up? Abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me.
Yes.
From all sinful actions and fear.
Yeah. Give up all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. These are the most confidential instruction. You understand? Do you follow? But Krishna was thinking in his avatar. Do the people of Kali Yuga, because after this Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga came, which is the worst of all yugas, isn't it? Of the four yugas, Kali is the worst. Because Kali means pap, sin. Kali Yuga means an age of sin, sinful activities. It's Kali. The people are very, very degraded. Consciousness is very, very low. So Krishna knows everything. So he was thinking. And as he was, he is the only well-wishing friend of the living entities. So he was thinking, I said all these things. I gave most confidential instructions to all humanity, speaking to Arjuna. But Do the people of, can the people of Kali Yuga understand its truth? Just thinking. See, in this instruction, Sarva Dhammam Paritejya Mamekam Saranam Braja. Give up all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. In this verse, he has said the most confidential instruction. Here lies this thing that Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Rasamaya Murti Krishna Sakhyat Sungar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gosai Brajendra Kumar. Rasamaya Murti Krishna Sakhyat Sungar. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna Brajendra Kumar, the embodiment of Rasa. He is amorous love personified. Do you understand? Krishna is all attractive, all beautiful. You understand? When Krishna says this thing, Sarva Dharmam Paritejya Mamekam Saranam Braja, give up all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. Why? Why one surrender unto Krishna only? Because he is this. Is the embodiment of rasa, is the amorous love personified. We want rasa. We want to taste rasa, jivas. Because we are the fragment of part and parcel, eternal part and parcel of that rasamaya murti Krishna. Do you understand? So we want that. We always want to taste that mellow. Do you understand? Therefore he says, Sarva Dharmam Paritejya Mamekam Saranam Braja. In this verse he hinted at that ragamarga of bhakti, the bhakti or devotional service based on love. Do you understand? This transcendental love, he hinted on that thing. So he was thinking, by only saying, can the people of Kali Yuga understand this love affairs? No. They cannot. And he says, if someone is fortunate enough, can understand and realize this, then Mange Vesyasi, he can come to me. Otherwise, it's not possible to approach Krishna. Isn't it? Mange Vesyasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priyasime. Then you can come to me. You are my dear friend, Arjuna. So I tell you this confidential thing. And he was thinking. I said all these things, instructing Gita Bani. But how many of the people of this Kali Yuga can understand this? I think nobody. Because they are conditioned souls, Maya Badhojip. They are always, they think they are themselves the body, as you are saying yesterday. Isn't it? Nruhari was saying yesterday, he cannot realize that his soul. He only realizes his body. It's most of the people. Isn't it? We don't know about the soul. I am soul, spirit soul. This is the only theoretical speaking. Not practically, we cannot understand, practically understand it, isn't it? That's a fact, but you should understand when you chant Hare Krishna and make some advancement in spiritual path, then you can understand. It's a question of realization only. It's not theoretical, it's very, very practical. You follow? So, Krishna was thinking like that. How many of the people of this Kali Yuga can understand this truth? They are conditioned souls. They are always hankering after their sense gratification. material happiness and pleasure. They don't know that any other pleasure is there besides this material pleasure. They don't know this. They have no knowledge about it. They have no taste about it. You understand? Krishna knows everything, and his Srudang Sarvabhutanam is the only well-wishing friend of ours. Therefore he was thinking like that. What business he has to think about us? Why he'll think about us? Because he's one well-wishing friend. Therefore he was thinking. Then he says, yes, I have told all these things, this is the truth, this is a fact, but how many of these fallen souls will follow this instruction? They cannot. They cannot put faith in my words. Because they know there is only one happiness, that is the sense gratification. The material pleasure and happiness. That what should be done? I have only spoken. I myself have not put forth any example. You understand? There's a very good saying in English. Example is better than precept. I gave only precept. I have not set up any example. How can they understand it? He was thinking like that. You understand? If I'll go and set up an example and enable them to test this rasa, this mellow, then this will be possible. Otherwise, not possible. You understand? And these people, conditioned souls, they are eating only stew. Very abominable things. They think as the stew, as the hog eats stew and gets pleasure. And he's thinking, oh, these men are so foolish. They cannot eat this nice thing as I am eating. And the hog is thinking like that. They understand. So, Krishna is thinking like that, right? But they are thinking, these men of Kali Yuga, people of Kali Yuga are eating some abominable things, nasty things. They don't know about this transcendental mellow or whatever. If someone can make them taste this, then they can understand. Therefore, he was thinking, this is a very time immemorial, because Krishna comes once a kalpa, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu also comes once a kalpa. So in previous kalpa was immemorial. Time all had forgotten that thing. Many, many yugas have passed, a long time. I am not given this prem bhakti. You understand? So, now this time again I'll go and give this prem bhakti. You understand? And I'll observe myself, practice myself in my life and set up an example before these conditioned souls and people of Kali Yuga. Then they can understand it. Possible. Therefore, that Rasamaya Murti, embodiment of Rasa Brajendra Kumar Krishna, became Gaurasundar, assuming the mood of the gopis. Because gopis, especially Radharani, is enjoying the fullest rasa. Ekali Radhika Asade Sokoli. And only Radharani tests the best. So I have to assume the bhav mood of Radharani and appear and test myself and distribute their person. Yes. Though I have enough to say, I cannot say. Separation, nonsense. the intensity of love between lover and beloved. You understand? In the stage of separation, outward, the separation is outward. There is outward separation. But inward, in the heart, there is union. That is viraha, separation. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. Outwardly, Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura, manifested Mathura Leela and Dwarka Leela. But inwardly, Krishna is always there in Vrindavan. He stated, Vrindavanam parityago padamegam avacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Even he never steps out of Vrindavan. Never goes one step even. Always in Vrindavan. You understand?
Yeah.
Then what is this? Some may say, yes, Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura, and then Dwarka, became king of Dwarka. How is it that he didn't leave Vrindavan? No, it is in spiritual plane. It's apparently Krishna lives, Krishna is away. But absolutely, in absolute consideration or internally, Krishna is there in Vrindavan, but unmanifested. It's unmanifested Leela now. At that time, that was Leela was manifested. But now, Krishna's Leela was manifested in Dwarka, Mathura, Dwarka. Vrindavan Leela is in unmanifested form. It is still going on there, and gopis, Nanda Yashoda, the cowherd boys, those are very dear and intimate to Krishna, were always thinking of Krishna. Every moment they were thinking. They love Krishna so much. They're always thinking. Thereby Krishna is always there. This is the separation. Separation means outwardly separation, inwardly union. That is separation. And separation is the highest stage of loving propensity in the spiritual platform. Yes, that enhances the love, the intensity of love. That's needed. Yes.
So when Krishna goes to Dwarka, he actually remains within the hearts of the gopis and
yes, gopis and the Radharani. And in the dream he also sometimes cries out Radha, Radha, Radha. Like that. So Rukmini, Satyabhama and Jambavati, his wives, they were thinking, what is this? We were serving our husband Krishna so nicely. We loved him so much. Who is that Radha? Krishna was crying out, Radha, 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 in the dream while sleeping. So they asked Rohini Devi, Rohini Mata, who is that Radha? And what is her relationship with Krishna? And what is the matter with please kindly tell us. So, Rohini Devi narrated Vrindavan pastime. You understand? So nice. But he cautioned them. She cautioned them that, yes, I will narrate, but it is very difficult to narrate loving affairs, and it's not material, it is transcendental. And one cannot narrate it by speech, beyond speech. Still I try my best. But one thing, you should watch. One may watch Krishna and Balaram, lest they come up here. Then everything will be spoiled. So they told Subhadra Devi to watch Krishna and Balaram. So Subhadra went to the threshold, then sent out step, stood there, stretching her hand like that. She stood in the middle portion at the threshold and stretched her out like that. Just barred the passes. But she was listening to the story. Rohini was narrating, and the story was so nice. So that means it is a story of intense love. It's so fascinating, so nice, so enchanting that Subhadra Devi was listening, she forgot herself that she is was there in this body. Her forgot. She was standing like a statue. You understand? In an ecstatic mood. So, meanwhile, in this stage, Krishna and Balaram came. Krishna and Balaram came. They are just at the top stage. This side, Krishna, that side, Balaram, and in the middle, Subhadra Devi. They were also listening what was going on inside the room. Such fascinating, loving story was going on, narrated by Rohini Devi. And they were so fascinated, so charmed. They both, Krishna and Balaram, also lost their outward appearance that they were there. They lost their consciousness like that. They became like statues, ecstatic. So in that state, their eyes dilated, became big, and hands and legs just pushed into the body. And these three forms, this Krishna, middle Subhadra, and Baladev, they are the Jagannath, Balabhadra, and Subhadra. That hands and legs pushed into the body, ecstatic mood, Mahabhava Prakash. And Subhadra, stretching her hands like that, her hands were pushed into the body, so Subhadra's hands are not like this. So Balaram and Jagannath's hands are like this. Subhadra was stretching her hands like this, so pushed into this side. You understand?
Yes.
So that is the vigraha, deity. Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra, Mahabhava Prakash, ecstatic mood. So Narada Muni came. From a distance she could see this form. So enchanting, nice form of Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra, Krishna, Subhadra, and Balaram. When he came nearer, so they were conscious. Three of them were conscious. So their legs and hands again stretched out. But Lord said, I have already seen that form from distance. So I have one prayer, O Lord, please this form be manifested and be worshipped. Then granted us to a light. Then it is Jagannath Prabhupada's word. This is story in Skanda Purana.
Some people say Balabhadra. I heard you say just before.
Balabhadra, Balaram, same.
Balaram.
Yes, same. Same name.
And someone called Sudarshan as well. Sudarshan?
Sudarshan is Chakra.
Chakra. Someone said the other day, Jagannath, Balasubhadra, Balabhadra and Sudarshan.
No, Sudarshan is weapon, chakra. But three deities, Jagannath, Balabhadra, Subhadra, middle. That is.
And where is Ananta? Ananta.
Ananta is the Ananta serpent, nag.
Is that behind Baladev?
Behind Ananta, yes. Ananta is the expansion and expansion of Baladev.
Because in the play there, it's mentioned that Ananta will be red, Balaram will be white, it's supposed to be yellow like that.
Yeah. That color is all right.
Because I've seen on the top of Baladev's head this red serpent.
Serpent, because Ananta is Baladev's expansion of the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Two works. Seshwana says does two services. One in Patal, he holds, carries this world on his head, Budharana. Another is bed. He serves as bed. Seshwana, Sajya. Sajya is bed. Where Lord lies and Lakshmi Devi masses his head, a leg. You understand?
Yeah.
That is Sesnag Sarjya. It is bed formed by Sesnag. Very cool.
The serpent's body is very soft. So,
what weapons does Jagannath and Baladev hold in their hands? They have a discus and a conch. Is it Jagannath?
Jagannath.
And what does Baladev hold?
Baladev is this hollow plow.
Plow, yeah.
And mushal, one gada.
And a gada.
Gada.
And a club.
Club.
Because I painted some deities before and I couldn't work out what the forms were, so I just painted them the same.
Yes, sir.
Maharaj, you were mentioning in class the other day about something Srila Prabhupada Saraswati had spoken, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chandramrita.
You said there was that verse that we should learn. What part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita was it?
Chaitanya Chandramrita, written by Prabhupada Saraswati.
Not Charitamrita,
Chandramrita.
Chandramrita. Book.
Where can we find that to learn it?
Yes, book is available. I don't know whether it is translated in English or not. But book is available in Sanskrit, in Bengali, in Bengal, in Calcutta, Bagh Bazar. There is a Chaitanya Research Institute. You will find all books there.
Most of your disciples here know that verse.
Yeah, they know it. They know this, yeah. Yeah. I have many verses. I have that book also. Chaitanya Chandramrita, I may find out with. Once I had, I don't know. I felt sick. Many books were stolen, you see. I was hospitalized. Many books are mine. Because some books are there in this. Glass safe, so much stolen. Now, Hari Baba, light goes out. I couldn't find, but I had one book. But I will see whether it is there or it's stolen. I don't know. But you can find that book in Calcutta.
Would a waiter at Charya Prabhu know those verses? Maybe we can ask him.
He knows, yes. He knows. Nice. Verses. You should know it and you should recite it. It's very nice verses regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Charitamrita class, we recite some verses. Very nice.
Yeah, we've been trying to get hold of those verses so that we can chant them, but it's hard.
Yes.
I told him, he's
Soon he's going to get this here. Now, is this verse this morning, the 24 elements of the material world, energy, the 24th element is pradana.
Pradana.
Unmanifested.
Unmanifested form of samprotal, as you say.
Yeah, the total.
Yes.
So why is that mentioned as the 24th element?
That is material elements.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because all those other 23 elements are encompassed within that pradana, aren't they?
Pradhan is unmanifest form, that is 24. Yes.
Why is it mentioned as the 24th element?
Because first those elements were unmanifested, then became manifested. So that is included in it. Yeah.
So all those elements expand from the Pradhana?
Yes, Pradhana. And when there was complete annihilation, Pralaya, and they remain in the body of Mahavishnu. You understand?
Yeah.
And again creation, that again comes out. Yes.
So that's, is that called Mahatattva? Is that called Mahatattva?
This is known as 24 tattvas. Savish tattva, 24 tattvas. Yes.
It's a very technical science.
Technical, yes. This technical thing. Yes, this is science.
Is it necessary necessary to understand these things in order to advance in spirituality?
Yes, necessary, because this is the philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava must know all these things. So there is, you will find this in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. Why is that? Because it is philosophy.
Because myself, I've tried to learn the portion where how first the ether comes, and then from that comes sound. And,
and
I have very great difficulty understanding. I can appreciate it, but I can't understand how everything is scientifically there.
Yes, Prabhupada mentioned very nicely those things. This purport we read today, it is also mentioned there. Many times Prabhupada mentioned. In Bhagavad Gita also you will find these things. And in Srimad Bhagavatam also, Prabhupada mentions very nicely.
So we have to actually understand how it is all fitting together properly.
Yeah. It is inconceivable. We should not think of about it, how it is fitting together. It is inconceivable, achintya. You understand?
Yeah.
We have to just accept it.
So it's not that we need to scientifically analyze it.
Don't bother your head. Ouch.
Because my wife reads the book and she says, I just can't understand this.
Yes, because our material mind cannot conceive of it. Because our mind is material. Material body and material mind. Then we have to just accept it. And chant Hare Krishna and make some advancement, then it, you can realize this thing. That you can easily understand how it is. That's the fact. I was telling that thing the other day on Sunday, how that thing, that in the primary stage, the student has to accept the authority. 2 and 2 is equal to 4. How it is 4? Don't ask this question. And make advancement in higher mathematics classes, then that will be explained how it is. 2 and 2 is 4, not something else, or 5 or 3. Yes, but in primary stage, initial stage, you have to accept the authority that will make you, help you in your advancement. Otherwise, you will never make advancement. You are only bothering, how is it? Don't bother your head. You accept authority, bona fide authority. Make advancement, then in higher classes, that will be explained. At that stage you can understand how it is. You understand? This is the process.
What about for us who are, I mean, we don't have the great fortune of being with you all the time. We're in the West and classes in the West are very, very, not very together.
So, it's not so philosophical. It's not so philosophical.
So it how can we make the same advancement as your students here?
Yes, when you get opportunity to listen to it, and so you are recording it, just listen to it. Yes, read Prabhupada's books. There is there, it is there. So I say, by mere reading Prabhupada's books, without the association of an elevated sadhu, Vaishnava, you cannot understand it also. Yes. Many say, oh, Prabhupada books are sufficient, all right, will read it.
So nice, you say.
But why are you so puffed up that you can understand everything? It's philosophical, it's spiritual matter, Baba. It's not material. You cannot understand or conceive it by dint of your mundane thinking or knowledge or wisdom or intelligence. You can't do it. It needs krupa, mercy. Mercy of spiritual master, sadhu, sastra, guru. Sadhu krupa, sastra krupa, guru krupa. You need it.
Well, Prabhupada says that in his books, doesn't he? That you can't understand the books without the
books. We can't understand it. Because it is philosophical and transcendental things. It is not material.